we all know all famous professional artists and musicians have someone else introduce them, so I'm going to introduce Carl. Best he could do on short notice. Tonight, Carl has been up here for a while now on staff, and he's been composing a lot of music, and he would like to play some of his newer selections for us tonight. Also tonight, Jen will be accompanying him on flute at times, and I'll be doing one or two songs.
This first song. The first song I'm going to play tonight is dedicated to the ceiling that you see over your head. The name of the song is Seasons. The name of the painting up there is Four Seasons, which was done by Rich Kemmerer. And this song is talking about what goes on upstairs there. There's this man upstairs who paints the ceiling for all the fine people to see. He stands so small on a very tall scaffold, which is larger than you or me. The new wood braced so sturdily together, lifts the flat wooden platform up high. The colors and the plans and the brushes lay waiting as the hand of the man paints the sky. The music fills the room and the mind of a man comes alive. The seasons turn and unfold around him, special colors dancing in his eyes. The colors up above seem to move round about, and the stuff in the brush takes form. The blue and the white make the wind blow cool, and the red and the orange make you warm. When the forms become lines and the lines become rays, then a radiant sun appears. The patches in the space and the dots become stars, and the whole universe is here. The music fills the room and the mind of a man comes alive. The seasons turn and unfold around him. Next song I'm going to play is just simply called Tune. Jan will help with the flute.
It's nice to be needed.
Thank you. next song is, all these songs tonight are dedications to someone who's been here or someone who I've had a chance to talk to while I've been here at Holden. And this next one is dedicated to Mark Algren, who was for a while down in the pool hall. He was the assistant manager to Wes Breeb. And I talked to him one night, and he was just, it was really dull down there. Nothing was really going on. I could just tell by looking at his face. And I asked him what was going on, and he told me a whole bunch of stuff that really wasn't going on, like things breaking and popcorn being thrown everywhere and kids being noisy, which it wasn't. And I sat down, and I came up with this lament. It's called Mark's Lament. One dull night in a one dark hole, no one came down to bowl. The popcorn's almost gone, and oh, he says to me, I told you so. Dale left, the last bag popped, the pulley shooters wouldn't stop. The lemonade soured and couldn't sell, and I stood tired, all shot to hell. Didn't last. Their busted tips fell on the floor and made a line up to the door. It is my lot that I must wait. This pool hall job is now my fate. The under 12 I must defy unless I first break down and cry. Oh, Wes, I ask, be thou my guide and tell the kids to wait outside. Be sure, be quick to lock the door. I've changed my mind, I want no more. The cherry mountains were too steep. My counter talk was hardly there, and noisy kids were everywhere. My hand and chin had become one. My elbow bent and missed the fun, as Dixie cups lay overturned and popcorn kernels slowly burned. Something that Scott and I did, or I and Scott did, on talent festival.
This is something that we just kind of ad-lib do, and you know, if we get going, we might go too long. So if you get bored, get up and walk around or something. Oh, and don't make the mistake. We were doing this one evening, and some high schooler came up and looked at me and goes, "That's just the simple blues progression, isn't it?" And I had to say yes, but it just destroyed my evening. So don't do anything like that.
Thank you.
Well, at least they didn't say anything. I guess it's my turn to do something by myself, and this is the only shot I get, so that... it was really kind of fun because Carl and I played together a while and while he was here, and it was interesting to see how similar our styles were, and considering our piano background is so different. The differences are he has the impetus in him and the desire to write words and sing along, and I don't, so you won't have that. whether that's good or bad, you have to come to choir.
Thank you.
No, Scott, we want you to do another one. Just like that. Okay, this next song is written by Paul Whitty, who was up here over the winter and was my roommate for a while, and he was sort of interested in some of the stuff I was playing, and so I encouraged him to come up with some words and a melody, and he won't be here tonight, of course, but I'll sing it the way we went through it, and there's a flute playing along with it.
Today is my birthday. I'm a year older, but no wiser. Well, that's the way it seems, 'cause I'm still living in my dreams. Today is my birthday. Today is my birthday. Wanting to control my years, wanting to control my hopes and fears. Going so fast, and yet so slow. When will I learn? I don't know. I'm a year older, but no wiser. Well, that's the way it seems, 'cause I'm still living in my dreams. Today is my birthday. Today is my birthday. Wanting to control my years, wanting to control my hopes and fears.
Next song doesn't have a title. It's dedicated to a lot of people in Holden who would probably not want to be dedicated to because of the song. At first, when I first wrote it, I felt like people were gonna sort of get mad at me because some of the lyrics. But then I, after hearing that it wasn't yeah, I liked it. It was a lot better. I don't know, maybe I'm making a big thing out about it. So, I'll just sing it.
Beer parties late into the night, on a porch sitting by a cigarette light, drinking liquids and talking with my friends and with my enemies, just talking oh so quietly. Don't want to wake anybody up, don't want to disturb the peaceful quiet little town. They don't like to have any noisy people bopping around. And fit talk about evening stars, no thoughts of paying back. Mumbling to someone who slumps there in the dark, and laughing at all the people who walk by so innocent and smart. You're feeling high so easy, sleepy manner melts you down, makes a puddle of mayonnaise in your chair. Your depression, obsession, delusion, confusion will leave you floating there. Ooh, I wonder, being tired and joined to this sweet night, what am I missing if this venture is all right? As a child of God who gathers in his name, should I let them break the rules and still do the same? Can a conscience so clear as mine see through my sin and act sublime, so that no one will get caught and have to face their crime? Demonstrate that we are really here. You talk of friends and when you got together last. My mind is full of solitude. You said you had a blast. The air around me goes in my nose and flows through my body down to my toes. Nothing that you say to me will be with me tomorrow.
My most recent one, and it's dedicated to several of the people who, I think there's only two of them who are remaining, dedicated to Anna Bosch, Connie Toomey, Cindy
Gino, Doug Johnson, Claudia, Laura, Wanda, Lisa, Layman, Gail, and well, people have read it and they said it sort of sums up what people are all about here. A new song. It doesn't have a title yet.
Volleyball, hands raise up in loving trust.